Richardson on the LOP Lobster Network.
This is a time when voters, especially here in Pennsylvania, are inundated with commercials and ads. They just want it to stop because it's every commercial. But many of them add noise, but a few of them seem to break through. This particular one from the Trump campaign has gotten a lot of attention.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
So are you still in support of using taxpayer dollars to help prison inmates or detained illegal aliens to transition to another gender?
Watch what she says here.
I will follow the law. And it's a law that Donald Trump actually followed.
So she said those things. You heard her. She said it many times during the 2020 campaign. In 2019, when she was running for president, that she believed that prisoners and illegal aliens should all be given taxpayer-funded transitional surgery, transitioning from one gender to another. Now she says she'll follow the law, and it's a law. She always brings Donald Trump in. The reason is she doesn't know what else to do, because all she's ever done in her life is project, because that's what people do when they have no substance. That's what she said. She said she believes that taxpayers should fund transitioning surgeries from one gender to another for people who are in jail and for people who come across the border illegally, laying yet another expense on the American people.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, it's against the law to come to the United States illegally, and the law says that you arrest them and deport them. Is she following that law?
No, she's not following that law. And here's the thing. If you're in this country and you're struggling, you can barely get by, you can't pay your rent, you can't get any help unless you're just in abject poverty. You can't get any help. You want to go to college, you don't have the money, you can't get any help unless you're in abject poverty. But if you're illegal, you can get a driver's license, you can get social services benefits, you can get surgery, you can get medical care. We have allowed the American government to become an adversary of the American people.
For right. Unemployment benefits for the first time, and the National Association of Home Builders releases its confidence index for this month. Earnings to